The next patient is Michael Wilson. The last name is W-I-L-S-O-N. Clinical case of a 71-year-old, white male with history of chronic kidney disease stage 4. Period. The chronic kidney disease is most likely related to decreased renal mass. The patient had a right nephrectomy. The patient has a right kidney status post left nephrectomy associated to renal cancer. Period. This renal cancer apparently had metastasis to the left upper lobe, and the patient had a pneumonectomy. He has maintained a serum creatinine that is between 2 and 2.3. And the estimated GFR anywhere from, say, 25 and 28 mLs per minute. Period. The protein creatinine ratio has been less than a gram. Most likely, milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. The patient was evaluated by the cardiologist, Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, who is recommended in a left heart catheterization, period. In this setting, there is a moderate risk to develop contrast-induced nephropathy post the procedure. The patient was explained about this possibilities, and he agreed to take the risk that is moderate to develop contrast-induced nephropathy. The patient is followed with the Moffitt Cancer Center with regular appointments. Number two, urothelial carcinoma that was found underwent the treatment with BCG that was given in 2018. A round of mitomycin was given as well, period. Following number, abdominal aortic aneurysm. The most recent MRI is compatible with 3.3 centimeters and is followed by the primary care. Following number, liver cirrhosis. That was found an MRI on May the 5th in 2022. Hepatomegaly with diffuse focal lesions. Following number, coronary artery disease is atrial fibrillation that is followed by the cardiologist. Following number, severe peripheral vascular disease. Following number, diverticulitis of the colon. I neglected, period. paragraph, I neglected to mention that the patient has an ileal conduit after the cystectomy and prostatectomy. The right kidney is functioning fairly well. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 9 minutes of the time reviewing the lab, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.